The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Every aspect of it, day two, wow, the life, you guys are the bomb. I was just so blessed. And every aspect of it, we thank. I also want to appreciate the lead of this program, the youth president, the executives youth conference. You bless you. This year's own has been fantastic so far. So far, I think it's, you know, and I want to say to you all, I pray in the name of Jesus that every one of you, your position is here at the top in Jesus' name. All right. So let's move straight. If you know you are positioned top, and you know that there is no other place than the top, I want you to tell your neighbor to the left and to the right and tell them, congratulations, you are at the top. Tell your neighbor, congratulations for being at the top. You know, I pray the Almighty will make us permanently at the top in Jesus' mighty name. Our anchor scripture for this one has Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. It says, and the Lord shall make the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, we command thee this day to observe and to do them. So God has commanded be at the top, above only, but the only condition is you must obey the directions. You must obey the commands that he has given to us this day. And the topic before me is simple. It is build a good relationship in order to be positioned for the top. How do you build a good relationship in order to be positioned for the top? We must understand something. Psalm 127 verse 1, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that builded it. So if we want to build, God is the builder of anything good. A good relationship, God is the one that can help us build it. But just like what we have as our first, you know, you have to obey God's instructions and commandments so that he can position right up there. You know, Bolu was cracking a joke earlier on. He was saying something earlier on. I think he said something. If you are at the top and your relationship is down, it will bring something. You know, there's a way he said it. He said he was joking, but honestly, I think it's not a joke. It's real. At the top, and your relationship is not at the top, that relationship can bring you down. Excuse me. And if you have a relationship that can bring you to the top, it will definitely bring. So your relationship has a lot to do with you. It has a lot to do with your positioning. A good example is a man called Samson in the Bible. You know, when I was looking at the topic, I looked at Shani. One person that quickly came to my mind was a man called Samson. In the book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 5, we can read. The Bible says, for lo, thou shalt live and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a right unto God from the womb, and he shall begin. I love that one. Another version says, he shall be the first to deliver Israel out of the hand of Philistines. Samson was the man that an angel came to announce his birth. An angel came to, you know, tell, you know, he was dedicated to God. He was a man that had already been positioned for a particular place. God had made him the first. He's the first that would deliver the nation out of the hand of the Philistines. So that position, it was God that made him, not man. So that he was placed at the top. Guess what? Samson was placed at the top. And his parents gave him counsel. The word of God gave him counsel. The counsel was that you cannot marry from a tribe that is not the tribe of God. You cannot marry from a particular tribe. But what did... Oh, goodness, Lord. Samson did not yield to that counsel, but rather he went for Delilah. And because of Delilah, something that had been positioned for the top before, what happened? Delilah brought him down. Delilah brought him down. If Samson had listened, he would be brought down. He was brought down from a man that was, he had a record, the first to the nation of Israel. What a position. If he had a good relationship, the person that would have been with him would have been, you know, Mr. and Mrs. First Lady or something. You know, that way, they were highly positioned. But because he didn't get it right in his place of relationship, he from a man that was at the top position, he began to grind pepper for his enemies. May you be ridiculed by your enemies. May your relationship not bring you to the ground level in the name of Jesus. May you not be found by the wrong person in the name of Jesus. May the wrong person not locate you in the name of Jesus, because it is very important. I said, if he had had instruction that he was given, it would have been easier for him to read. But because he refused to hearken, what happened? He came down from a man that was positioned to the top. Delilah finished him. That was the end of Samson. May evil, may the enemies not get you. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. We all know, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the hand of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. The Bible says, blessed is the man who you walk with, who you read with, who you stand with, all of this, I mean your position in. Who you relate with affects your position. Who you relate with, your makeup, and your makeup affects your end up. Your makeup affects your end up. Who you relate with affects your makeup. And your makeup determines your end up. We end well. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So real quick, what then is a good relationship? If we are single, what is a good relationship? What then is a good relationship? I would say, it depends. Some of us are already in a relationship. So you can take it to yourself to know if you are in a good relationship. And if you are not, after us, don't feel bad. Just start relationship straight off. No apologies, because that's your destiny. That's your journey. Your relationship is your position. It rightly positions you. So a good relationship is one that brings out the best. So if you have a relationship, and since you have started that relationship, it has not been things like you are becoming a shadow. Check it. A good relationship does not make you miserable. Make you miserable or you pitiable, leaves you in a pitiable state. Ever since you started that relationship, you have been drawn back. Not emotionally been okay. It's either you're always looking down, morose, you have so much anxiety, you don't have peace. That's not God. That's not a good relationship. A good relationship doesn't make you contradict the word of God. It doesn't make you, nowadays, this LGBT. A good relationship is not one that you are close to another guy. You are so close to another lady. That's not a good relationship. Oh. That is a Sodom and Gomorrah relationship. So that's not a good relationship. And the devil is having a field day with the generation of, with this generation because of this LGBT. It's like a spirit. You just unnecessarily feel attracted to another lady. Unnecessarily attracted to another guy as a guy. That's not a good relationship. Or you are, and because you have been in a relationship with this guy for quite some time, you do his laundry, you do his cooking, you do everything that husband and wife do. That's not a good relationship. You tell yourself, we have been in it for quite some time. Our parents know each other. In as much as you are not married, you are contradicting the word of God. When your relationship is making you to contradict the word of God, go against the word of God, that is not a good relationship. So please, how then, already given us a hint of good relationship is. So how then can you build a good relationship, position you? How can you want that will position you? Number one, be the right person. Be the right person. Tell yourself to be the right person. Okay, I want us to do like a little exercise. Get your shit up and viral. I want you to be, there's this saying that says, thyself be true. That is, be true to thyself, right? If you are lying to yourself, it's okay. You yourself know yourself know, you know when you are telling the truth. So to thyself, be true. Lie to everybody, can't lie to yourself. So I want us to do a quick exercise. I'll just give a minute. I want everybody to five things about yourself. Just five things and genuine things. What I mean, whatever you know that, okay, when they talk about this thing, that is you. It's you. You're the one, it's yourself. So you know, maybe I don't easily laugh at jokes. That's part of you. That's me. Just write it there. I don't really easily laugh at jokes. Write five things about you. I'm very hardworking. I don't get to make friends easily. You can see there. I like to spend a lot. I love a lot of human hair. I love to shop. Anything you know that it looks like you. Write five quick things. I'll give us 1 minute. It's just you that is looking at it. Don't let your neighbor see it, because that is you. That is your own thing. That's your own concern. You thing. So it's, or rather, it's a me thing. So if you're done writing five things, just five, about, let me know. Let me have like a feedback. If you're done, just give me like a thumbs up, or let me know that you guys done writing the five things real quick. Are we done? I think it's an exam. It's not, it's just a little thing for us to know a little bit. Okay. All right. I see people writing already. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So if you're done writing, I need you to, those that you wrote about yourself. Let me put it inside. I'm saying those qualities that you wrote about yourself, right? Ask yourself. Can I marry, if you're a lady, can I marry a guy like this? With all this. And if you're a guy, ask yourself, can I marry a lady with these qualities? Ask yourself. So if you can marry a lady, if you're a lady and you can marry a guy with all these qualities that you're on the paper, some people are laughing. I like our faces. You know, the thing, if you can marry the person that you have written on the paper, that means you're on track. But if you can't marry that kind of thing, haba, that means you need to check it out. You need to make some corrections. You need to make corrections, you know? And that's the truth. Be the right person. If you are asking God to you a good relationship, Lord, give me a good guy. Lord, give me a this. God, give me your best guy in church. Some people come to church to marry. It's okay. But Lord, give me your best guy. Ask your daughter. If you are asking God to give you his best guy, are you his best daughter? Because God will not give his daughter to a beast. And he will not give his best son to a Jezebel. So are you God's best daughter? Are you God's best? So be the right person. If you are trusting God for a good relationship, the question is, are you the right person? That's the question that you and I should ask each other. Be the right person. You know, so you don't deceive yourself. When you don't deceive yourself, you are being true to yourself. You are only deceiving yourself when you are not yourself. Some people will tell you, I want a very spiritual guy with a little touch of the world. So he dresses like a, I call it what's up. My children will say, Mommy, what is what's up? I mean, what's up guy? A little, very spiritual brother, but with a touch of what's up, a secular thing. You are like that. I once had somebody who said, Mama, I want a spiritual person. He said, Mama, friend, she said, I want somebody very spiritual, but with a very lips. And I was wondering, what has spirituality got to do with that? You yourself, that means you are not, like, that's not your, what that is different from, you understand? So, you yourself, you work on yourself. You are in the, that also, you don't have the right mindset. How do I? I'm not saying that if, of course, you can have a good package so that you have a handsome man who is very vibrant. We have them in church. Have a very good Christian lady, dressed sense, very beautiful. We have them. However, you need to be the right person first. Get it right yourself. But be the right person.
Be the right person.
Tell your neighbor, be the right person.
Be the right person.
Number two, how do you build a good relationship? How do you build a good relationship? Number two, develop a relationship with God. Develop a close relationship with God. Develop a close relationship with God. I'm not saying go to church. No. But I'm simply saying develop a relationship with God of the church. Beyond going to church, are you? Can you tell that this person is a good Christian? That's one thing, you know, understand? Are you a kingdom-minded? Are you a kingdom? Because we must understand something, that if you have a good relationship with God, it is easy to move to the top. When you have a good relationship with God, easier for God to give you that one day, you will help you move to the top. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible made us to understand there is something we call kingdom assignments. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, I'll read. The Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed." Thy seed there means the enemy's seed and seed. That means enemy's union and your union. The enemy, that's why there's always conformity between the marriage of the and the marriage of Christians. Why? Because the target is their seed, the target union. So when you go to God, the enemy is angry because the person you are going will also most likely be close. So the enemy does not want that union. There's something we call kingdom assignments. So beyond the figure eight, beyond the handsome guy, he's a clean guy, CG, tall, dark, and handsome, bearded guy, beyond all good looks, he's good. However, let it be that you have a close relationship with God. Having a close relationship with God is what positions you for the top. I pray in the name of God that the grace to constantly remain in the presence the Lord will give to you and I in Jesus' name. So walk closely with God. When closely with God, it's not difficult for you to find a man or a woman who has a heart that would love you for who you are. Number three, develop the fruit of the Spirit. Develop the fruit of the Spirit. There is between the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Fruits are developed. When you grow, when you see a tree, mango tree, it's not a gift. See fruits there. It's not a gift. The mango did not go there overnight. It grew. From a tree, it began to grow. But something is, you have tamed that tree to grow the fruit. So every one of us must have the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. John chapter 5, verse 22 helps us. The Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit, what? Is love, is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And the Amplified Version of Galatians chapter 5, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, it says, the result of within us, the result of the presence of God in us, that is the fruit of the Spirit. You as a person, do you have the fruit of the Spirit? Do you have the result of it? It said the result is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience. That is the ability to wait, but how we act. It's not just the ability to wait, but how we act. Kindness, good faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All these things are the fruit of the Spirit. So the question is, do you have the fruit of the Spirit? Are you growing? Are you attending the tree? You are the tree. Are you trusting God for a good positioning? Some people hardly have good guys, like ladies. But the question is, if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit to sustain that relationship, even if you are well, it's going to drop them down. The fruits tell a lot, the tree. They would tell a lot about the tree. So the question is, are you growing the fruits? What the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Self-control. If you are with a guy, for example, who doesn't exercise self-control, you know, you both of you have a blessed way to marriage, but every time you see each other, it's always hand ministration, so many other things. Then check it. That means he doesn't have self-control. I was counseling a lady long time ago. She just got into a relationship 4 months. And in that 4 months, that same guy already texting other ladies. And she told me, she said, Mama, I saw. I just told myself, I said, if this guy, even if you saw it right, and he doesn't have the fruit of the Spirit, warning sign for you. The tree must have the fruit. Their fruits are not something you can deny. It has to grow. Love. Don't love, not love by mouth, but genuine love, not looking at you, but looking out for others. Another way you can have yourself, you know, for me, if you're in a relationship now, I love to do window shops. So if you're a guy, you're in a relationship with a girl, you can do window shopping. Just, you don't necessarily because you're anything. You can go to ShopRite. I don't know if ShopRite is still No, I mean, I don't know. Just look for any nice supermarket. Just go and say we want to just window shop. And you can even go to a big mall. Like, not because you want to buy. Just have ideas. You know, okay, when I have money, I'm going to buy this. Just window shop. If that lady is the type that she just hair section, bone straight. You know that sometimes when you see the prices of some things to advise you. No. You know, recently I wanted to get something. And I looked at the price. And I said, okay, it's beautiful. Someone asked me, are you not getting this? I said, not, it's beautiful, but not now. When I saw the price was not funny. So there are some things that if that lady has self-control, in terms of appetite, for example, you know, maybe as you go went out to do window shop, as she's ordering for A, she's ordering for B, not minding your size, the size of your, then that one does not have self-control. So you should know that self-control key is a fruit of the spirit. Is the ability to see beyond the now, the ability to see beyond the figure, to see beyond the bite, the man's six packs. There is more to it. There is more. So the fruit of the spirit in you. When you have the fruit of the spirit, you know, in my place, they say a woman's character. She said she doesn't have a husband. When you have the fruit of the spirit, there's no how you will have a good husband or your good wife. You will, because you have what it takes to, you know. Papa was saying messages, I think, was it yesterday or ago, that when he was in school, they had an award, his final year. That award, he didn't mention the exact award. He said he wasn't going to mention it. The award, they name it Take Home to Mama. You know, they said, you know, who's your suggested Take Home to Mama. So people said it, suggest, you know, Take Home to Mama is so you will want to end up to take home to your mom and say, okay, this is my potential husband, or this is my potential wife. Take Home to Mama is not by physical appearance alone. It's mostly by character. Oh, this person has a good character. This person has, you know, a good, he's loving, he's gentle, he's kind. Of course, someness is part of it. Ask a good Take Home to Mama for the girl. Are you a good Take Home to Mama for the boy? So you have the fruit of the spirit in you, tend it. And then number four is heal yourself or be. In Luke chapter 4, verse 23, he says, and he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me, physician, heal thyself. Physician, heal thyself. Whatever we have done, do also in thy country. Physician, I'm sure you must have heard of that phrase before. Physician, heal thyself. That means you need to be whole. If you are trusting God to put you, give you a good relationship, ready for that good relationship. I've met some ladies who sincerely are good, but because of the experiences in the past, they've had horrible relationship in the past. They've had, they've been battered in the past, trauma of rape, you know, so many horrible things. Because of that, they are not able to give room to a new relationship. They are not able to have a good party about a good relationship. They are beginning to judge tomorrow by their experiences of this. You need to get yourself healed. You need to get healed. There was a story of a kid that went viral like about 3 years or 4 years ago. I don't know if many of us heard it on social media. Lady, a popular pastor, she said the pastor raped her when she was young, and you know, she all up, but eventually she has gotten help and she's healed, and you know, and that is it. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter who asked you in the past. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it could be a spiritual authority of some fake church. Sometimes it could be simply harassed, abused by their biological fathers. But the truth of the matter is, don't let past dictate your future. Don't let your past dictate your future. That is past in God. Your past is past in God. That was why when Jesus met that woman at the Samaritan woman, that woman of Samaria, that woman was an emotional. Jesus had an encounter and said, go and call your husband for me. That woman said, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, you said correct, because you have had five husbands. Five. And the one you are currently with is not even your husband. And the woman broke down and was crying. Long story made, this woman from an emotional wreck, she became an evangelist because she allowed Jesus to heal her. She had an encounter with Jesus. And because of that, she went into and brought the entire to Jesus. What am I trying to say? If you don't get healed of your past, some people are so, they've sealed their minds that, look, marriage, I'm done. Marriage, I've seen marriages who are not working. And because of that, my own cannot work. Who told you that? That he else is not working. God did not have others. There are 1,001 that are working. Look at those that are working. So if anyone needs help, you've had, because of one bitter experience in the past, or don't be limited by your past. Get help. Heal, be whole. In marriage, some people say 50-50, marriage 50. The two of them will come and become whole. That's not true. Marriage is not 50. Marriage is 100%. The best of you is brought to the table. The best man is brought to, and then the BD is brought to the table. He's 100% plus 100% makes. Jesus completes you. You need to be complete first before you can. Because if you are joined, if you are battered, you're not going to have a good relationship. Even there is issue, but be hot. You are limiting yourself. I heard the story. This is a very close person. That then, when she was much younger. And because of that, the man she eventually got, that young man, a Christian, vibrant, brother, handsome, well-played, an oil company. This guy was ready to wait for this girl. Emotionally, she tried to help her. First time I would ever hear of a couple, they were legally married. But this lady, because of the experience that she's had in the past, and she refused to get help, deprived the husband of her 5 years. That said, no, could be possible. And the guy was still patient, wanting to work it out. Even if the man is saved, there will be a level that it will get pushed out. Long story made short, this marriage was, but this woman was the cause of it. This lady was, because she refused to get help. She was thinking in her, see, whatever has gone in the past, let it pass. And if you are a young lady and a guy has jinxed you before, that doesn't now mean some ladies will now go, or they say, maybe you met in church. You say, I'm leaving the church. I don't want the guy to be seeing me. I'm leaving the church. Or I'm leaving. If you met the guy in your department, leaving the school, like, I can't leave the school because of the guy. Let me advise you. There's someone here that, if for any reason, the guy said it's done. Don't because of that go and hide your face. No. Let him know he is a royal priest. Let him know he just missed. He just missed royalty. Let him know he just go and look for one of your best outfits. Wear it. Make your hair nicely. If you attend it, all well and good. You walk past in front of him, not flaunting anything. Let him know that he just missed a gem. But you can even go and even do photo shoots.
That's right.
And say, welcome to freshness. Welcome to newness. You understand? Don't make yourself feel like because of that, I'm not going to bury my head. No. Is because sometimes you cannot give the Bible says that sometimes you cannot say because you should not give don't give holy food to dogs. Some people don't deserve you. That's just it. So if he says he's done, it's not enough reason to bury yourself. Or you're a girl, give you a show. Move on, adjust your tie. There are better ladies ahead, and work with dignity, not pride. If you can even go and say hi, if he says, hi, how are you doing? Okay, good, move on. I had a very good friend of mine some time ago. The guy said, they broke the relationship. The lady moved on. She repackaged herself. She was a little bit on the chubby side. She worked on herself a little. I just noticed that she had changed in terms of dressing. Was Thomas Akpeyagbotore, what is the English? The ram that went back.
Yes.
Came, is coming back with power. She just, this lady was, she would dress nicely. Lo and behold, this brother came back. But you know what this lady said? No, she can't go back to her past. I'm so sorry. I have better deals. You know what? But when she came to meet me, and I told her, Abba, if you are still interested, don't let this thing pray about it. She said, I told him small that he doesn't do things that way. He told the guy, go and join the queue. If the queue is not too long, And when you get there and there's still availability, why not? But go and join the queue. Be on the waiting list. But now they are married with 4 kids. What am I trying to say? Don't because somebody jitted you in the past, you now bury your head. No. Not enough for you. You yourself, you are positioned for the top. So if you are positioned for the top, it hurts you in the past. It's no reason for you to block your future. You know, I heard this thing about Obama and Barack Obama, that they went for a date sometime. And on that date, I think Michelle was Barack, a guy that she dated years back or something. So the husband now said, wow, so that was your ex? He said, yes, this is the guy. She was now telling that you would have been, the husband was telling would have been the next to that guy over there. She said, no. It was because of that anyone, she believed that anyone should marry was destined to become the president. It's because of me that you became the U.S. United States. As far as I'm saying, she had a good esteem of herself. That's the truth. Brethren, if anything, don't let it rob you of your job, rob you of your tomorrow. That's the most important thing. If you need help in any area, get help. The woman of God help. And so tell yourself, I will let nothing bring me down. Tell you, let nothing bring me down. And then last, don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Everyone's time has time to God. Everyone has timetable with God. Don't be in a hurry. You got married at 22. We thank God. You are somebody got married at 35. We thank God. Your own time is different. Everybody does not have the same timetable with God. The same that called Abraham at 75 called Samuel 12 years old. The same God, different timing. Yet, they both had impact in relation. The impact made did not overpower the impact that Abraham made. Because till now, referring to Abraham, they were both called at different time. Don't be in a hurry, especially the aspect of marriage. Please, somebody got married at 22. We thank God for her. Don't use that as a to get married at that. No, wait for God's timing. So that you don't, and one more important, waiting, soak yourself. The most important thing. While you are waiting on God, soak yourself in his presence. Then you soak yourself, the more he's positioning you. The more you soak yourself, the more he's positioning you. My quitter, I give you. Don't marry out of pity. Number one. Don't marry out of pressure. Ladies, don't use yourself. Don't use yourself any man. No, please. You are a royalty. You are royal. Don't use yourself to beg any man. Hello? I just said I should check on you. You did not call me since morning. Why? You don't need to be doing that. If you're in a relationship with someone that's, please. No. I just said I should call you. No. Okay to call, you know. I just noticed that you, like 2 days ago, you did not ask after me. Why? And now, no. It's because you don't know who you are. Who are you in Christ? God's master. And Tolong, you know what this is? And Tolong, parish, counselor, both a guy and a girl. So don't use yourself. Yeah. If you are setting yourself heavily, gold does not use it. You know, somebody cannot come and be begging with gold. No. And it's about Mawura and Tafu. It is people that know the world they run after. So invest yourself. Don't use yourself to beg a man or a guy. Please. And don't marry side of God. Don't marry outside of God. It is better to wait, get it right, than to marry on your own understanding and maybe not miss it in life. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will right in relationship. No one would end up with the wrong person.
Amen.
Our relationship, anyone in any wrong relationship today, the grace to break it up, the Lord will give to you.
Amen.
In the name, the grace to separate it, the Lord will. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you. Because 19, I don't stretch you for two. So the Lord bless every one of us in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.